The Almighty hedges his bets. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Pollsters put the question to a sampling of Americans. Have you heard of the success of Tim Tebow, the Denver Broncos quarterback who thanks God on the field? And if you are aware of his success, do you think any of that success can be attributed to divine intervention? 70% of those polled said they knew of Tebow's success. And among those, 43% said they believed divine intervention was at least partly responsible for it. What's really interesting is the breakdown. Belief in divine intervention on Tebow's behalf was weak among white people. Only 38.3% bought into that. But among blacks, 59.5% thought they saw the hand of God. And among Hispanics, 81.3% saw the hand of God. Republicans were also far more likely than Democrats or independents to believe in Tebow's connection to God, 54.2%. Now, I know a lot of people dismiss this kind of thing, but if you do believe in God and you've ever wondered how he would reveal himself again should he want to, football is the highest rated live programming on television. It would make sense to advertise there. And you look at the Patriots-Broncos game, I have to say, the Lord knows how to hedge his bets because he's not only got Tim Tebow.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
But listen to what Patriots quarterback Tom Brady said on 60 Minutes.
Maybe a lot of people would say, hey, man, this is what it is. I reached my goal, my dream, my life is me. I thank God. It's got to be more than this.
Now that is pretty savvy product placement. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.